End of course test, listening to.
If someone says to you, I'm an artist, do you know exactly what that means? Does it necessarily mean that they're making their living from the art they make, that it's their full-time job, that people buy what they produce, that their work features in exhibitions? My guest is artist Sophia Pierce, who has her own views on this. Sophia, what do you think is required for someone to consider themselves an artist?
It's about your attitude to your art as much as anything else. Even if you aren't actually making a living from it, even if you've got a job in a completely different field, you can still think of yourself as being first and foremost an artist. If creating art is your greatest passion in life, the centre of your own sense of your identity, then, in my opinion, you're an artist.
But how does that work in practical terms?
Well, if your sense of yourself revolves around your ability to create art, you must put it first in all aspects of your life. First of all, tell people, I'm an artist. Don't say things like, I'm artistic, or I'd like to be an artist, or I have a full-time job, but I like to paint. Don't say, I work in advertising, or I'm an accountant, or whatever your job is. Say, I'm an artist. Nobody will take you seriously as an artist unless you say that's what you are.
But what if having a job means you don't have much time for your art?
You have to set aside a lot of time outside work to be creative. Otherwise, you'll go mad. Don't work any more hours in your job than you have to, or maybe change to working part-time. Even if you're not making much money from it, art has to be a real occupation for you. Other work has to come second.
If you're putting art first, how does that affect your personal relationships?
You have to put it first, or you won't be any good to anyone. You'll be frustrated, unhappy, resentful, and no fun to be around. Tell friends and family that you need to spend a lot of your time working on your art instead of socialising or being with them. Don't be defensive about this. Just make it clear that you take your art seriously and need time to do it. They'll develop a respect for your commitment and they'll realise how important being creative is to you.
Sounds like a rather lonely existence, though.
It doesn't have to be. You should get involved in the community of artists where you are. Go to art events, join organisations, meet other artists. If you spend time with like-minded people, you'll feel encouraged, and it will confirm for you that you're part of a world of people doing something entirely valid, and it will provide you with contacts and information that might help you to sell your work and lead to opportunities you might otherwise not know about.